Hajj pilgrims undertaking the spiritual journey to Mecca this year will be leaving on the 20th of this month. According to the Hajj board, all is set for their smooth departure. The Deputy Communications Director of the board, Mohammed Amin Lamti, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the challenge facing the board now is the slow pace at which would-be pilgrims are making payments for the trip. Mr. Lamte said the board expects about 5,600 Muslims to perform the Hajj this year. For the first time, would-be pilgrims from Tamale, Bonahafu and the Ashanti regions will travel straight from the Tamale airport. He spoke to Gloria Anderson.
We have already started planning since we returned from Hajj last year, but effectively open up payment on the 9th of March this year, and tomorrow is the deadline for payment. It is important that people pay on time so that it will help to facilitate a smooth process. So as we speak now, everything is on course. We are preparing feverishly. The first flight starts flying on the 19th of this month. So as the president has indicated, the three first flights will fly from Tamale. The first, second, third flight all fly in Tamale International Airport for the first time. And the remaining eight would fly in Accra. It means that Ghana is doing 11 flights this year. And our quota for this year is 5,600. Earlier, our quota has been 5,424, but we've managed to have an addition.
Have you received payment for all these 5,600 people?
That is the challenge. That is why it has become a clarion call. It has been an issue every year where people are very skeptical and people are they actually don't pay on time. We delay in paying, so it really affects the process. So that is why we've actually opened up since March 9th. We've allowed people, ask people to go and pay. Tomorrow is the deadline where we have no any luxury of time, because we're talking about the issuance of visa. There is a time limit for visa issuing. So if you delay in paying, you will not be captured on those that will be traveling.
So far, do we know how many people have made payments?
It is very difficult to come up with a figure now. But I know that the number is not all that encouraging, frankly speaking. But I was told that yesterday and today, the Hajj village has been flooded with agents and those who are also paying direct. So meaning that by end of work today and tomorrow, probably the number would increase.
For those flying from Tamale, are they also flying on the 20th?
That is exactly one of the strategies that we are trying to adopt. All those that will pay, whether it's direct or from agents from Tamale, mid probably from northern region, upper east, upper west, we would want to make sure all of them would have fly from Tamale, just to ease the pressure.
Last year, we had some very unfortunate situations where we lost some Ghanaians. It's not avoidable, but what are we putting in place to ensure that the number we take, we bring them back safe?
It is very difficult to go with a number and come with the exact number. That's never happened in the history of a Hajj pilgrimage, even though all of us want to go and come alive. But as rarely indicated, what happened last year was something that you cannot really blame it on anybody. It is something that we pray that will not happen again. It's all about trying to follow simple rules and regulations.